Very good. 881.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the State of Oregon for administrative review services related to the Open and Accountable Elections Program.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Colleagues, this intergovernmental agreement will allow the city's Open and Accountable Elections Program to use the state's administrative review services for appeals made by participating candidates and their campaigns. We have been in discussions with the state regarding the use of their services since last spring and are ready to move forward with finalizing the agreement. Here to provide a brief presentation is Susan Mote, the Program Director.
Thank you, council members. As Commissioner Fritz said, this is an intergovernmental agreement that will allow the program to utilize the state's administrative review system services for program appeals of director determinations such as certification, matchability, and penalties. The city has used the state services for administrative review in the past. The cost model is per service, so we'd only be paying for appeals that the state actually heard. Since this is the first election cycle, we are not sure how many appeals there will be. But in order to save costs, we did create a mandatory interim step prior to appeal in which the campaign or member of the public first has the program reconsider its decision before we move to an appeal that actually costs the city some money. We have asked this to be in effect immediately as candidates are already able to file for certification, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
I'll just add one more thing, and that is now that the auditor, the reason that we're doing it with the state is because the auditor said she would not accept the responsibility, even though the auditor has now asked for the hearings office to move elsewhere. We still believe it's the best thing to do to contract with the state because wherever it is, it's going to be under an elected official, and we want to make sure it's really clear that this appeal is completely independent.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Commissioner Hartstein, did you have a question? Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
Yes, we have, I believe, three people left. Maggie, Mike O'Callaghan, and Charles Bridgecrane Johnson.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. You want to go ahead, Maggie?
Good morning.
Morning.
I just have one simple thank you for getting this through. I'm going to participate. I have one question, a very fundamental question, and I asked Multnomah County about this. Why is the program that counts the ballots secret? It's proprietary. I know that. Okay? All across the nation. Okay? All ballots are counted by secret programs. Okay? I've litigated this in Alaska, and probably six of my nine cases I took to the state Supreme Court, a number of them were about this issue. Okay? It's a big deal. That's how Trump won. I only got 3 minutes, so I can't tell you all of it. Okay? But this is a fundamental problem. Now, there is an open source code program that can be used to count the ballots. And there is a way that we can cross-check the program to make sure that it is accountable. At present, there is no accountability as zero. If nobody checks the test, it's always right. I have a fundamental problem in a so-called democracy when votes are counted in secret. I would appreciate it if the council would change that process.
Mr. Callaghan, this ordinance is about contracting with the state for appeals of the open and accountable election system. We're not in charge of the county's election system.
I understand that. You're right.
So do you support having the state do the appeals of the open and accountable elections program?
I thought I would talk to the council about something that they're ignorant about. So thank you for the opportunity, and I'll cease my testimony.
So actually, we're not ignorant about it at all, sir. I will tell you that we have one of the most secure election systems in the country. And if you ever had any questions, you could actually go and watch people count ballots at the Multnomah County Elections Office. And so we are very aware, because all of us actually need people to count ballots to make sure we get elected, right? So we are not ignorant about the issue. It is a county issue, and I believe that we have one of the best, most public systems in the United States of America. So thank you for bringing the issue, but luckily Oregon is a non-issue.
It's a secret program.
Nothing secret about it.
Good morning. Maggie, do you want to go next?
I'll let Charles.
Good morning. Charles Bridgecrane Johnson for the record. And I want to thank Amanda Fritz for moving this forward. I would say that because we've just gone a little sidebar on transparency in elections, on like the third page of the PDF, where I think it's actually the state's document, you'll notice that at the bottom, we've completely X'd out a bunch of, literally, a bunch of capital letter X's block out the identifying information. I think it's page 3 of the PDFs. It's a not quite full page of the state's response, but there's supposed to be some identifying information for a city official that's responsible. And everything, their email address, their identity is X'd out. And it's just strange. I don't think it's any reason to vote against having the state officers. The one thing that I wasn't able to really be clear about is the locations where, if a candidate does take this up, you know, the state obviously has a lovely office building with a pseudo dome on it across the river. So where does a candidate go for this administrative process?
If they go to the Open Accountable Elections Office, the reason it's X'd out is because this is a standard format. If we were to put currently, it will have Susan Motet's name in it, but the ordinance.
Oh, gotcha. So it's like a sample form, and then whatever's appropriate at the time.
If there's a new director, then they still use that form, and that's why it's not that there wasn't a name there in the first place. It was just an opening.
There's some blanks. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for all your attendance,
to this. People can go either to the Open and Accountable Elections folks, which will. We'll have a location as soon as we get that figured out, but also in the meantime, they can come to our office if they have
but when the
office.
State runs, if somebody does use the hearings, they won't have to go to Salem to have their hearing. The state can telepresence it or do it on the state facility here in the Portland city limits.
I'll ask the director that question. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, Maggie, Portland Homeless Town Hall. Joanne, I really liked your response about open elections, and we do comparatively to other states. However, we could always use improvement here and there, and we should never stop monitoring or let up. And it goes back to Fish's question about trust in government, which is, in a democracy, no, of course we should never trust government. We should always be monitoring government. So we should always be checking to make sure that they're openly counting those ballots. Even when they say they're doing it, we should really check, you know, citizens should check and make sure. So that's all I want to say about that. So I'm for open and accountable, and more open and more accountable and more fair. The fairer the better. So that's all. And can I just say real quick on the addiction thing? I'm so glad that was here today. That was an honor and a privilege to have the well Briety people here, and I've been sitting Shiva for someone who passed away on September 2nd, and this morning I had the opportunity to witness someone shatter their meth pipe in front of me, and I am not an addict. That's not my issue. However, I've had addiction in my family, and I've seen it. And so to see this woman come to this point, and hopefully now she will have the support she needs to continue her liberation. That concern. And Ted, I want to say I was shocked about your honesty about you saying 3% of the budget goes for actual services.
Prevention.
Yeah, I would like to hear more of that type of thing from you, because I would like to talk about percentage of budget that actually goes to services for all sorts of things.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Maggie, that was the most succinct presentation that you've done in some while, and you actually covered four areas, so I'm very impressed that you got all four areas covered in your 3 minutes.
And time
and
to spare.
Didn't even beat. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Very good. Any
Director Mate, could you come up and answer the question, please?
Very good.
Yes, the question was whether appellants have to travel down to Salem in order to have their appeals heard, and the answer is no, there are Portland locations that the state administrative judges use.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Terrific. Any further discussion on this item? It's an emergency item. Please call the roll.
Hardesty.
I just want to really appreciate Commissioner Fritz's hard work to be very intentional about making sure that we're crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's, and it's just one more component to make sure that regular people have the opportunity to run and serve on this prestigious board. I vote aye.
Fritz.
I am really excited that several candidates are now using the program. They're out there collecting their signatures so that they have to file by petition. And I encourage people to get to know who's running and participate in our democracy. Thank you very much to Jesus Mote, to Senior Policy Advisor Christine Nieves, for all of your work on this. Aye.
Bish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for her continued leadership, and I want to thank the folks at the State of Oregon for also working with the city on this. I think this is a very, very good arrangement, and I strongly support it. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next.